con sta roba ci salta.
Take it away.
Welcome to Building Bridges. I'm Sebi.
And I'm Dave.
And this is a Eurovision podcast for the rest of us.
Well, here we are. It's another semifinal in the books. More drama, an incredible TV moment with fondue. A lot just happened in the last few hours. Some things predictable, some things, again, shocking, causing some drama. We've got Sebi, who's in Basel, still obviously he's in the press center, and he's currently speaking to some journalists there, trying to get their reactions and gauge how the media on site viewed what just happened in the semifinal. I am personally surprised the most, I think, by Australia not getting through. I was worried a bit about Czechia, of course. Not so surprised about Serbia and Georgia and Montenegro, unfortunately. And I think Ireland as well might have gotten through, but yeah, sad to see Emmy heading home there as well. So we've got Latvia through, Armenia, Austria, Greece, Lithuania, Malta, Denmark. You just heard Cecile in the intro screaming. I'm sure she screamed even louder in the arena. And if you've seen my reaction on TikTok and our stories, you know I've been pulling for Denmark. Luxembourg through, Israel through, of course, and so are Finland. And yeah, so that's a quick summary of what happened. So I'm going to throw it over to Sebi now in Basel to see what's going on after the show in the press center.
So now I am joined by
Petra from Slovenia.
And which media are you with?
Heat Radio Center.
So, semi-final 2 just ended literally seconds ago. What is your impression?
Well, I still have a better impression than with the first one. Mm-hmm. But I was shocked by the end. For me, Australia and Czechia deserve the final. So, yeah.
Was it a shocking result again for you?
Yeah, but not as shocking as the first semi-final, definitely.
Who is your winner now in the final?
To be honest, firstly, I wasn't really a fan of Erika, but now it really grew to me. So I think Erika, Kai, or Austria, we'll see.
All right, very exciting. Any final words on this semi-final?
Yeah, when I was watching it live, it's, I don't know, like I didn't like it as much as on now on television. So I think it was actually more interesting than the first one.
It was a better television show than a concert,
yeah.
You mean?
Yeah.
All right. Petra, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, I am joined by
Vanessa.
And which media are you with?
L'Essentiel from Luxembourg.
So first of all, congratulations on your second qualification in a row. You still have the 100% qualification streak.
Thank you very much.
I have to say, I think Laura was amazing. What was your impression of, you know, all the reactions to Luxembourg throughout the week?
Well, I'm surprised also here in the press center, everybody cheered up and more voices come up like, congratulations, I really like it. So for me, it's the second year. I'm 35 years old, so
yeah.
I've never before watched it. So that's kind of cool, like for a small country. Yeah, so I'm happy.
You can be proud too.
Yeah.
What is your impression of the 10 finalists we got today?
I'm surprised. I don't know. I'm a little bit surprised by some countries like Armenia or... No, not Lithuania. One of the two. Lettland,
Latvia.
Yeah. So, but... I really honestly don't care. I only care for Luxembourg, so that's why we are here.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would be a little bit sad to leave.
Yeah.
But so now we stay and we hope for the best in the final.
Very good. Do you have any other favorites in this lineup for Saturday?
Albania, but I'm also biased on that because my brother's wife is from Albania. So I hope we maybe could go to Albania next year to the beach.
That would be lovely.
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, now I am joined by
Julia.
So, Julia, what did you think of tonight's show?
I thought it was brilliant. I have to say there are some shock results. Mm-hmm. I definitely did not expect. I thought it was a strong finish with Finland. And I thought it was a strong start too, but that didn't translate, unfortunately, to, the grand finals.
So are you disappointed about someone specific?
I'm disappointed about my home country, Australia, but I think Gojo should be immensely proud of all what he's achieved. It was a fun song. It was a fan favorite, so I'm genuinely shocked that it didn't get through.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Any other shock qualifiers or non-qualifiers for you?
Oh, I don't want to sound so brutal, but I was generally shocked about Lithuania. Okay. I wasn't expecting that, but I don't know. Bring on the dark horse.
Yeah.
It's also good to have a rock band in there as well. I think that was the only one that I was shocked about.
So who are you rooting for now on Saturday?
The pressure is on, isn't it? I think it is the battle of the Scandi countries. I think Sweden or Finland has it in the bag.
All right. Finland has become a bigger favorite now again after this semi-final performance, right?
She freaking raised the roof. And I think if anyone is to to ascend on a golden microphone with fireworks shooting out of it and just command the stage like she did, command the whole arena as she was airborne. She had so much power, so much force with her voice, and I really hope that she does well on Saturday, and I'm sure she will.
I'm sure so too. So if you could give 12 points, it would be to Finland.
I'm gonna say wee wee or ya ya.
Thank you, Julia. Enjoy your
thank
night.
Thank you so much.
So welcome back after semi-final one, back for semi-final two.
Hello.
What do you think about semi-final two?
I was so nervous at the end, because Malta was my favorite. Like, she was like almost, the last one to be announced. So I was so happy when she was announced, because also she was like shown three times, I think. But overall, happy as expected. Maybe the only non-shocking qualifier is Australia. So I would swap Australia for Lithuania. But apart from that, I'm 99.9% happy.
So who is your favorite now for Saturday?
To win? I think Finland. Finland, I think she can win the whole thing. I would love Malta, but I think I don't think she has chances. If she wins, it will be the happiest person ever. But from the contenders, which are, I think, Austria, Finland and Sweden, those three, I think Finland should be the one.
All right. Any other thoughts on tonight's show? Anything else you would like to?
Yeah, I really love France. I think France today, she improved so much from the rehearsals, and today she was perfect vocally, and also she could convey the emotions through the camera. So she's also one of my favorites. I think she can win. Also, she will be top three, I think.
All right. Thank you, Aitor. Thank you so much. All right. And next in line is
Chris and Macken from ESC Norway. There were two Chris's, so we have to clarify which one is
which. Yes.
The Irish one here.
The Irish Chris. All right. Who is your favorite from tonight's show?
Latvia.
Are you happy they made it through?
I am. I was so relieved. I was so, so worried that they wouldn't make it. And I'm so glad they made it through. And in terms of elevation from pre-rehearsals to now of the countries that I really wanted to make through, that I wasn't entirely sure about before rehearsals, and I saw the staging, Luxembourg elevated so much for me. Oh, yeah. I loved it. I really enjoyed it. And also Finland, Erika Wikman, incredible. I think she won the semi.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Is there anyone you are sad out of the non-qualifiers? Anyone who disappointed you?
Yeah, I'm sad to lose Czech Republic, and I'm sad to lose Australia. I think we all knew we were going to lose some of our favorites in this semi, because literally when I did my own calculations, I could see 13 countries vying for 10 places.
Oh, yeah.
And I knew I was going to lose some of my favorites.
This was always a bloodbath, this semi-final. Yeah.
So, sorry, 13 countries vying for 8 places. That was 8 places.
Yeah,
so that's why I knew I was going to lose some.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I'm really happy Armenia qualified.
Yeah, it was not sure. Yeah, it was not a...
I mean, I was pretty sure that they would based on how accessible the song is to people. But I'm really happy for Park because he has shown his vocal ability, mm-hmm. which wasn't evident in the national final because of whatever reasons. But I'm really happy. I'm really happy for Armenia that they got this qualification. It's deserved.
So who is winning on Saturday?
God knows. I think if you were to go around this press room and try to unite everyone around one single country, that country can only be Albania.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a winning contender. I think it's a situation where you're looking at everyone trying to maximize Albania's result.
So two occasions. One is you alone are the one to decide the winner. Okay. You can choose any country that is in the final. And the other option is who you think realistically is going to be the winner.
I choose Albania. And I think after tonight, God. I think Finland could win.
Everyone I interviewed, like six people, they all said Finland, and it wasn't like such high up.
It's because Sweden, for me, didn't convince me in the first semi. But maybe they have something for the final, I don't know. Austria also didn't convince me. France, I think, is going to do top five, but I just feel like there's something about Finland that people are missing right now in the wider press.
Mm-hmm. So maybe we're off to Tampere next year. Who knows?
I would be happy with that. Yeah. Let's go to Finland. Let's have some saunas.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thanks.
Thank you. Enjoy evening. Now I'm joined by...
Chris from ESC Norway.
So who was your favorite in this second semi-final tonight?
Greece was my favorite. And yeah, a very anxious wait till the end of the results, but so, so happy she's in.
Any other favorites from this night or any other surprises about this result today?
I think we had so many shocks in semi-final one. It was a little bit more easygoing, I think. Latvia, Malta, I wasn't so sure about, but happy she's in. And Denmark as well. Like, Cecile was really worried about getting to that final.
Yeah.
And now she's in, it's just, I think everyone can just take a breath now.
I'm so happy for her as well. Yeah. So who is your favorite on Saturday now?
Oh, goodness me. That is the question of all questions, isn't it? I mean, I love Albania. I love Greece. And I'll be honest, Erica Vickman tonight lit that stage alight. But if anything's for certain, we are in for a treat on Saturday. It's so open. So I can't wait to see what happens.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your evening.
Thank you, and you.
Well, some very interesting, very diverse opinions there. Again, I think semifinal two was always going to be the one with the most question marks and potentially caused the most drama and the most intrigue. And we certainly got that this year. We've now seen all 37 competing acts. 26 are left. And of course, the intrigue will increase now for the Big Five and Switzerland, is they'll finally get voted on Saturday. And that's less than 48 hours away. I'm still pacing around. I don't know. It's been quite the evening. I don't know how they watched it over there in the city. It must have been electric. And yeah, so we've got rehearsals now tomorrow. We're going to have a closed rehearsal tomorrow afternoon. There'll be the jury show, the formerly jury show, of course, tomorrow evening, which some of you may have tickets for Friday at 9 o'clock in Basel. And then Saturday afternoon, there's the family show. And Saturday evening, that's it. We'll be voting on who we think the winner should be. Let us know in our social media, at Building Bridges Pod, or on our website, www.buildingbridgespod.com, who you think. Now that we know the 26, who is taking home that crystal microphone for 2025? Where are we heading next year? Is it Tampere or Helsinki? Is it going to be Vienna, maybe, or Salzburg? Not too far from Basel. Are we going somewhere else? Who knows? Let us know again what you think. And yeah, stay tuned. Sebi and Jan will be back tomorrow with more content online. Perhaps even a blog on our website. And either way, when they're awakened from their slumber after the Euroclub tonight, I'm sure we'll get a solid plan tomorrow, and we'll be back with you. As always, thank you for listening, and we'll see you really soon. Cheers.